I love choke cherries.
Oh, I do too. But you know what's getting them out here? Those damn starlings. They go get all of these, or another bush, a service berry. But they clean those service berry currants as quick as, and the robins, as quick as they're ripe at all.
Are there any other types of birds around here?
Oh, every type you want to name.
Okay, well, maybe you can name five or six more.
Sure, we have the flicker. Red, both red-shafted and yellow-shafted. Kind of a woodpecker. Red-winged woodpeckers, we call them, too. Those are flickers. They eat ants. Their full diet is ants. Then there's robins and bluebirds and English sparrows and then those lousy starlings and Richardson's raven. That's the ravens you see along the highway and up in the timber. And crows. We have crows and magpies. They stay here the year round. Then in the spring, we have filiopes go through. Bet you never. Oh, they're a little bird about like a killdeer, only they swim around on the surface and they're always a bobbing their head. I bet you've seen them, or haven't you?
I've never heard of that term before.
Filiope. Mm-hmm.
That's what,
Phelope, something like that. Hi, Vicky.
Hi,
Kat.
What about, I was going to ask you a little about, now you mentioned rail fences and corrals. Maybe some other farm and ranch things. Where would you graze the cattle?
Well, we had free grazing, I told you, until 1933. Then they put it under the BLM. They reorganized things, and you could only graze as many as you could get a permit for. And they're cheap, but we did out of them because the year that they, in 1933, such a drought year around here, we had to sell our cattle, what few we had, so we haven't gotten any. Well, we did have a little Bureau of Land Management land we could graze in the winter out here by Lone Tree for 200 head of sheep, 240 head, I think it was.
Now, what about a fenced area for grazing?
Well, you can build fences.
What would a fenced area for grazing, what might they call that?
Pasture.
What about an area where you might grow grain? What would that be called?
Dry farm. Usually, when you dry farmed it, or you didn't irrigate it, that's dry farming.
Now, do you have a lot of that around?
No, not here. Of course, in Wyoming, you know they have a lot back east, but we haven't got enough rainfall at the right time. You got to have it in the spring, and like now, we've had some storms, but not enough even to raise grain.
Fenced area for growing a crop, what would that be called?
A farm.
Now, would they ever call it a field, or is that something?
Oh, yes, they call it a field. Alfalfa field, or. Yeah.
Is that about the only thing you can grow in a field up here is alfalfa?
Well, we can graze grain that way, but we have to irrigate it, and the dry farmers just couldn't beat us all to heck because we have that extra labor to do. And we have an early frost, too. The Mormons try to farm up here about 6 or 8 miles up the river. Called it Fort Supply. They built, you heard of it maybe. They built it when the Mormons were going across. One bunch would plant it, next bunch would do whatever needs to be done. And they tried to raise potatoes and wheat up there, but they didn't. They tried about 5 years. Or so, and only had one or two crops. So they, and then Johnson's army came through, and we burnt the outfit down in Bridger, and fixed old Johnson too. The Mormons had their backs against the wall. They was going to fight this last time.
Maybe you can tell me a little about the Utah War.
All right. President Buchanan, was it? Boggs.